garage with a guitar. Everyone can kiss my ass, cause we ain't going anywhere. You gotta pay your dues, you gotta pay to play. You can't be afraid to leave blood on the stage. When they ask why I don't go away, well, I just smile and say, I was made in the USA.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for live music here in the Studio J. And in the studio we have Vasm. How you doing?
Hello.
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 Yeah. So we have Zach and Zach, huh?
Zach 1.
And Zach 2.
Now, is this a replicant, an AI? What are we talking about now?
I've been hired by Google.
Okay. You're like Doug or one of those other ones? All right. But, hey, as long as you can make good music, that's all that matters, so... All right, so why don't we get started? What do you have for us?
This first song is called In White, and it's a new one. Yeah.
What I'm falling in love.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Basm. All right. Brand new one called In White?
Yeah. It's brand new.
Okay. First time anybody's heard it, or?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So. Always like when that happens.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a new EP out, Variant?
LP.
LP? Okay.
It's technically, it's over a half hour.
Oh, okay. I know they go back and forth with that, you know, like what the length means. Like, they've always called the Alice in Chains, you remember the Jar of Flies?
Yeah.
They've always called that an EP, and it clocks in over 30 minutes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, so I guess it depends on who you ask. But we're going to call this one an LP.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
We are.
So technically, the first two were EPs, and this one's a full length.
Well, there's some debate about that, too.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just throw that out and talk about something else.
Yeah.
All right. So you got some brand new songs, and you're going to be showcasing them tomorrow night at PJ's Lager House.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. And you got some buddies with you. You got Gold Crayon and Visitors.
Yeah, if you want to call them buddies.
Well, I mean, there's a couple that you're stuck with, right?
Yeah, stuck with.
Right? Yeah,
that's the word.
Like me.
Oh. So how much does he pay you, Zach?
Oh, I get free van rides.
Free van rides, huh?
Yeah, it's like Uber.
Do you get to, you know, take back his returnables, too, or...?
Oh, I leave all of my trash at his house.
Oh, okay. Well, got to get him back somehow, right? Okay, so on this newest one, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's five new songs, and then there's a couple of covers.
Yeah, correct.
All right, and they're both Bauhaus?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can definitely hear a little bit of influence there in the music that you do with that band.
Cool, thanks. Yeah, we did. We did them for Halloween last year, Creepy Cheepy, and we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kept playing the songs and recorded them.
Yeah, I like how the fact that you know tried to pick a couple of songs that maybe not everybody knows. You know.
Yeah, I mean, She's in Parties. I figure most people know that, but
mm-hmm.
The Passion of Lovers probably not.
Yeah, no, I can't say I'm familiar with that one, but I'm no Bauhaus expert. But that's cool. All right, so why don't we do another one? What do we have?
This next one's another new one called Fall Down.
Okay. Yeah. Studio J with Vazum. All right, Fall Down. Okay, so you haven't even got your release party officially over with, and you already got new songs, huh?
Yeah. Well, we recorded this album back in December.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay, but so we're actually, hypothetically, you could actually almost release the next one already, right?
Yeah, we're trying to think of how we want to go about the band to sound first.
Hmm, interesting. So does that mean you have songs that are actually where they sound different, and you're deciding between them?
Kind of like what we're doing today, like more electronic.
Okay.
Because circumstances outside of our control, we don't have a drummer currently.
That's ironic. That really is.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. Never thought that would happen, did you? But, okay.
No.
Hmm. So only time will tell, but you still have the songs anyway, just waiting to be, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
We might just do all electronic.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, it sounds good today, so I don't see why you couldn't. But then you'd have to think about the older songs, I guess, when you play live.
Well, we're playing the older songs this way, too. That's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to play like this tomorrow.
Oh, all right. So it's pretty close to what it would be if people do come out tomorrow, then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I know your history and all that good stuff, but assuming that some people listening right now don't, why don't you give us a little rundown of how Vazum started and all that good stuff?
I was playing drums in another band called Way Voyage. And Zach played bass in a few shows with us. That's how I met Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I started Vazum, I reached out to him to play guitar.
Okay.
And I said no. Four times.
Hmm. How did you convince him? Is it something we can say on the radio, Zach? Or?
I said yeah immediately. I wasn't doing anything.
Pizza.
And pizza.
Pizza and beer. All right, sign me up. Okay. So then you added Michael on there for bass?
Yeah, and yeah, me and Michael have been playing in bands for forever. We were in Fur together, and he heads Visitors, and I play drums in Visitors, and Zach also recently joined Visitors. So it's a family affair.
It's very incestuous.
Yeah.
Hey, it makes things easier, doesn't it?
That's how we like to keep it.
Yeah.
All the family.
You just have to make sure you have the set list. Okay, what band are we tonight?
That way we get more money, too.
This is true.
Just have a monopoly over. And
you get more money.
Yeah. Instead of $10, you have $20. Woo-hoo.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, but we won't get into that. We could talk about that forever. The state of getting paid to be a musician now. All right, so why don't we keep it going? What do you have for us?
This is another brand new one called Fault.
Don't want to kiss you.
Live in Studio J with Vazum here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Another brand new one. You heard it here first. All right. So how many of these do you have in your arsenal anyway?
We got one brand new one left, and then after that we got older songs.
Okay. Not that I don't like the new ones. This is great, but just curious. All right. So we'll just have to wait and see how you go from here. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. So what is this one called?
It's called Glue.
Glue?
Yeah.
You want to tell me about that? Where'd that come from?
Stick like glue. You and I are going to stick like glue.
Okay. Without further ado, Vazum.
Oh,
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Vasm. All right, with another new one, Glue. All right. So we want to remind everybody again, tomorrow night is the big release party at PJ's Lager House over in Corktown on Michigan Avenue. All right. About what time does that start, Zach?
So visitors is starting the night at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Goldcrane is at 11, and then we're at 12.
The witching hour.
Yeah.
Cool. Appropriate there. All right, so it should be a good time. So that's tomorrow night then. Okay, so this is to celebrate the new one variant.
Yep.
That's the third one. That we can agree on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll see what happens with the from here on in then.
Yep.
Plans on ever doing the vinyl versions of any of these, or
not of these?
Okay,
future
ones.
Yeah,
okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, once we do something that we're really proud of, then we'll press it to vinyl.
Okay, I noticed you've been kind of delving into some videos lately.
Yeah, doing a lot of video work, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is doing one too.
For yeah.
Supposedly,
yeah,
for
it's
Vasm,
in the, it's in the works.
Yeah,
or okay, for the band, this band, okay,
yeah.
And who's the young lady that's part of that?
Oh, there's a couple young ladies
okay.
involved. One is Lillian Morgan Fox, the Queen of Foxes,
mm-hmm.
and she does a lot of modeling work and stuff like that. She's based in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person is Tori Hart, and she's from around here. And she's just interested in modeling and gothic
okay.
stuff and stuff like that.
So that had to blow the entire budget, playing those two, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's all right. It was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so why don't we keep it going? So we're back to the previous songs now.
Yeah, so this is a song off the very first album. It's a throwback.
Ah,
it's called this
old
one's
cool.
This one's called Mistress. Walk away, try to stay for a while.
You're listening to Live from Studio J with Vasm, with the track Mistress. I remember that one. That was one of my favorites from the first one.
Yeah, so yeah, that's one that we're talking about. We'd like to re-record.
Okay.
Yeah, like we might. We've been talking about taking the best songs of the previous releases and recording them, re-recording them, and then putting that out in vinyl.
Or you could make that extra special anthology box set unreleased tracks thing.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Oh, okay. I'm just yanking your chain. You know that. But that sounds cool, though. Yeah, that would be even cooler on vinyl if you do it that way.
Yeah.
All right, so Mistress is one of them. Any others that you think pop into your head that they'll be part of that?
That's probably the only one from the first album. The second album, there's... I'd have to think about that more.
Okay, well,
not sure.
Take time to think about it. We can always ask you again toward the end of the show, but all right. What do we have now?
This next song is called Iceman, and this is one that's on Variant.
To protect me, the Iceman's cold, the calculated. The TV show to distract me.
Yeah.
Live from Studio J with Vasm, Iceman. All right. Okay. So, anything else going on in the future? Anything you can talk about, or?
I don't know. We don't have many plans currently.
Mm-hmm.
Radiohead. we're doing Radiohead night at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Okay. When's that coming up?
July 26th, Friday.
Oh, so that's just a week from tomorrow then. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a cool thing. Always one of my favorite bands. All right. Is that a brand new one, or have they been doing that before?
It's like the third or fourth time.
Okay. All right. Okay. So.
Yeah, the tribute nights are cool. We did PJ Harvey a couple months ago. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We did Bowie.
Yeah.
That was cool. I think that's it.
It seems to be like a big thing now for bands to perform artists that everybody knows and loves, of course, not just simply covers. But if you don't know those people, then you've had your head in the sand, right?
Yeah. I think the way music is nowadays, like you got to kind of do covers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I know a few bands that come in here, they have their project, and it's a great project, and everything's all, you know, goes well, but sometimes to actually make the money, they do it with the cover bands.
Yeah. Weren't Werewolves just in here?
Yeah. Yeah, they're big on that. They told me
they know hundreds of songs.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody can do that, but hey, you know, more power to them, you know. That's great. Okay. All right, so we got about another, 20 minutes to go. Squeeze in a few more.
Cool.
All right.
This next song is also on the Variant CD or LP, and it's called Repeat.
Thank you.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Vasm in the studio. All right. So what got you started, like, getting into this kind of music, listening to this style? Because, you know, it does go back quite a ways, and I know, depending on what you're talking about, some of it, you were quite young when it came out. In few cases, you weren't around at all.
Right. Well, I think it all spiraled from Bauhaus, and then one thing led to another, and just started listening to all the goth stuff.
Okay, where did you first hear Bauhaus? How did that happen?
I know that Trent Reznor had talked about them.
Okay.
In the past, so I had bought a Bauhaus CD when I was a teenager, but I didn't listen to it because I didn't understand it.
Okay. So after Trent talked them up, you were like, maybe I should go back and look at it?
No, he talked them up, and then I bought the CD.
Ah, okay.
And then I tried to listen to it, and I didn't understand it.
So it was kind of like an acquired taste then. You didn't get it at first. Okay.
Well, yeah. But then when I was playing in Fur, Ryan, he was into a lot of that stuff. So then he shared some of the music with me, and then I got back into it.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, you know, The Cure and Depeche Mode and all that, all that stuff. So, Ryan and Michael got me into that.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of hear a little bit of Joy Division, too, like in the stuff you guys do.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah,
few people like them.
Sisters of Mercy, you know, and just... yeah, a lot of the bands like that. We're listening to a lot of VR Sex lately. That's the guy from Drab Majesty.
From what? Sorry?
Drab Majesty.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. What do you have for us now?
This song's called Promise, and this is also on the new album.
Try to
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Batham. All right, so for our listeners, if you can, why don't you tell us, like, where we can find any information, your music, et cetera, all the different sites?
We have a website. It's called VazumRocks.com. That's V-A-Z-U-M rocks.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook. If you look up Vazum or Vazum Rocks, it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
Bandcamp, Vazum.bandcamp.com. SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/Vazum. Spotify, if you search for Vazum, you'll see it on there too.
Okay. I would venture to guess that you can't have too much difficulty finding that, right? You wouldn't have too many, like, do you mean this? Do you mean that? You know, kind of thing.
The only thing, like, if you Google, if you type in V-A-Z-U-M, it'll say, like, do you mean V-A-Z-H-U-M? And it's some, like, other band across the world or something.
Really? Hmm.
But
probably completely different style of music.
Yeah, it's some world.
It's like three guys that look like us, kind of.
But sound completely different. All right, so once again, we want to talk about you have your release party for Variant happening tomorrow.
Yeah, it's 18 and up. Mm-hmm. The doors are at 9 p.m.
Okay.
First band's at 10. There's $5 cover. And it's going to be a fun show.
Okay. Sounds like a great time. So head on out there if you like what you're listening to today. All right. So it looks like we got time for one more.
Perfect. We only have one more left.
I love when that happens. All right. What are we going to finish off with?
This song is called Someday, and it's also from the new album.
All right. Thanks again, Zax.
Thank you. Who touches me?
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.